Welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Katrina Cartwright, Education and Outreach Manager at the NAGB, standing in for your regular host, Amanda Colson, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can take us with you when you're on the move or traveling in foreign lands by live streaming us at www.guardiantalkradio.com or by downloading the Guardian Radio app from the App Store or Play Store. So if you've been listening to me in the last two segments, you know I have three wonderful guests in the studio with me, Zaria, Tamia, and Errol. Zaria is our new community outreach officer, and Tamia and Errol are camp counselors at our Mixed Media Arts Summer Camp. And we've been talking about all things camp. We've been talking about ourselves and what put us on the road to wanting to do any work in the arts, you know, whether it's temporarily or for a while. And, you know, it's really been proving that art is for everybody. Like, truly, truly. I mean, I'm in here with a political science major, a biochem major, and a finance professional who have all decided that, one, working at the NAGB is an awesome thing, in Zaria's case, and two, that the summer camp and the arts are so important that they've decided to be a part of it, and we really appreciate it. So we have one big project left for summer camp because this is the last week, very last week. We're on the home stretch. We're running three more days, right? We're looking at the end with a mixture, I'm sure, of sadness and relief at the same time.
Super sad to see all of my campers go.
Yeah, sadness and relief at the same time. Relief that we'll be able to rest a little bit. Sadness that we're going to miss the kids. But that's not the end, because next week we have a special opening reception for the Mixed Media Arts Summer Camp exhibition and an award ceremony. And we do this every year. We just started the award ceremony last year, and we've decided to continue it this year. But every year after the summer camp, we have an exhibition. And this is up in the Project Space Room at the National Art Gallery in a museum. It's a big deal in a museum. And each of the children who attend the camp get to have at least one work on display. All of them, from the littlest to the oldest, get to have at least one piece on display. We ask them to choose the piece that they are proudest of, that they feel like they did the best on, that they're happiest with, because something else we try to work with them to help them understand is that it's okay not to like your work. Mm-hmm. It's okay. You do not have to like everything you make. And I think that's something that's also a novel idea for many of them, because they're told, well, you made it, so it's great. But it's like, if you don't like it, that's okay. It's okay not to like it, you know? And it's okay to love something else. That's great, too. It's yours. You get to make that decision. So they get to choose one of their pieces, the piece that they feel proudest of, and that's showcased in the museum, in the project space, for 1 month. So it's not just for the family and friends who are going to be coming out on August 1st. To see the work is for everybody else who comes to the museum afterwards to walk around and see what the kids have done in the 2 weeks, and some of them 4 weeks, that they've been there. So that's pretty exciting. And I know, Tamia, you've been a part of this before, hanging the show, being there for when we have the opening reception and awards ceremony. What's the kind of energy that you feel when you're in that space with the parents who now really get to see what their kids have done, you know, guardians, aunts, uncles, godparents, you know, the list goes on and on, family, friends?
I just think everyone is excited, and the parents are always super proud of their kids because they're like, oh, my child's art has been displayed in the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. And the parents are always just like super into it because now they get to see what their child has been doing for the past 2 weeks and what they've worked on. And sometimes the parents are really surprised at what their kid actually produced, because they're like, oh, I didn't know my child could do this. And so I think everybody is just super happy that, you know, their child's work is displayed and everybody gets to see it. So not only are the parents proud, but everybody else who was on the journey with the child to produce the work also feels a sense of pride in seeing the child's work put up.
Yeah, and that's a huge part of it as well, right? Because I think it's one thing for the children to make work and be like, well, I'm proud of it. There's something really gratifying and wonderful about hearing somebody who you look up to, someone who's an important part of your life, say, oh, my goodness, you did an amazing job.
Yeah.
You know, or I'm really surprised. I didn't know you could do this. This is wonderful, right? And talk about a sense of pride, because not only are they going to have their work in the gallery, they have a mural outside on the grounds. Three murals, as a matter of fact, that they've worked on with a professional artist, Javon Thompson, over the past 4 weeks. That's going to be on display at the museum on his grounds for the next 2 years, right?
Yeah.
So they get to tell everybody, I helped make that mural, and they get to do that for 2 years.
Yeah, and a sense of pride is very, very important. First of all, the work is so good. Like, sometimes I walk around, and I'm just like, oh, my God, you guys can do this? Mm-hmm. And it's so, so good. So, like, first of all, the work fits the space. Like, it's not just arts and crafts, you guys. Like, they're doing artwork. So the work that's going to be on display at the exhibition, you guys have to come. Even if you don't have a child in the camp, come and see the work that they did. It's really good. Mm-hmm. But that sense of pride is so, so important, because if you just walk around and you go, they're working, and you go, that's nice. Like, you see, that's really nice. Their faces visibly change. Like, it lights up. Like, they need that. I don't know if it's validation, because they're proud of themselves, right? They don't need that. But that other people go, yeah, that's really good. Mm-hmm. That's important, too.
I think it's about encouragement. I think when you're younger, it's very easy to be proud of what you do. And, you know, when your friends are like, oh, that looks so nice, that's, you know, that's fine, too. But, you know, your friends are your friends, right? That's, you know, it's cool. It's all right. But to have someone you see as an authority figure, someone who you see as having more experience than you, it's like your art, you just keep on going back to the drawing board. And I think that that's a huge part of the reason they've been able to make the kind of work they've been making, because of that feeling of security, I guess.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Feeling secure in their creativity, I guess is a good way to put it, where you understand that taking risks is a good thing. You know, it's not for a grade. You don't have to get an A or a B or a C. Like, nobody cares. We just want you to be able to do your best in this space at this point in time. And I think that takes a lot of the pressure off of them, and they feel less pressured to conform and more willing to experiment, which is what we are working towards, right?
And I think a good example of that is with the Jab Jam paintings at the beginning. Rosie had the older, Rosie Petit, one of the instructors, has one of the older groups, and they were doing canvas work, and they were like, oh, we're going to paint it. And she's like, no, we're not going to paint it. We're going to use whatever you want. And like, they could use whatever materials they want on the canvas. And what they came up with was just, I don't even know where this stuff comes from. It's just,
it's phenomenal.
The horns, they did that themselves. They thought of actually making 3D projections onto the canvas themselves. So it was just like creating the pathway for them, and they just run wild.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, like you said, creating the pathway, because the thing about it is that when you've been told off enough, well, you can't do that, or this is what is expected of you, or this is the way you do this, being told, well, hey, there are no rules.
No.
Right? So let's go try something different. And then they get to bring their own kind of aesthetic, because remember, they're living in the virtual world. You know, they're living in a virtual world where anything is possible.
Yeah.
So to have them be able to bring that into a more kind of tangible space and being told, yeah, we could do that, let's go, I think it really begins to help them to see that making something with your hands is not passe.
Yeah.
It's not passe. It's actually quite incredible. And it has not gotten old, because no matter what you do in the virtual world, you still have to create in the physical world, especially if you want to go into computer animation, puppeteering, mm-hmm. and special effects and the rest of that.
Yeah.
You know, we do live in the real world. We haven't moved into the virtual world just yet. So, not completely. So it's the work is incredible, I will agree. And we're very excited to hang it. We're currently having discussions about how to put it up.
Yeah.
Because they are not just paintings, and they are not just sculptures, and they're not just craft. And they're not just anything.
Yeah.
They are all of those things and more combined. And it doesn't make it the easiest thing to put on a wall or put on a pedestal, but we ain't scared. We ain't scared. we'll do whatever we have to do to make it work. And I think the kids and their spirit help us to remember that we're willing to just push and push and push, because they've been willing to push and push and push. Now, the award ceremony is new. We only did that for the first time last year. And this year we have awards for campers. Zaria, I know you are heading that.
Right. So we do have some awards for campers. We have Most Helpful Camper, which is going to be really difficult to decide, that Camp Spirit Award. And then we have the camper with the most merits. So we do have a merit demerit system where they get points for their houses. So the merits go towards the houses. First of all the houses are divided, Malone and Burnside.
Yes.
We know which house is the best. I'm not going to say
Burnside. Burnside house is the best.
But they do. They get really excited about earning points for the houses, and they do that at house games, and they also do that in classroom. Good behavior, following the rules, being helpful. So the camper with the most merits is going to get a great prize to take home with them. And then our most helpful camper, we have overall camp spirit. So which campers exemplify the rules of the camp? Kind words, kind hands, creative spirit.
No bullying. No bullying.
Yes, absolutely. So we're excited about that. And we have some really great prizes for them because they've all done a really good job.
Yep.
Yeah.
And every camper gets a certificate?
Yes, because every camper is going to have work on display at the National Art Gallery, and that's a big deal, right? So yes. You're going to have something that says that you did that. Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Yep. And to even add to all of the fun and make it even greater, better, we have performances by our campers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yes, we do.
We have performances. So one of them, he's a Christian rapper. He's about 8 years old, 8 or 9 years old. He does it with his brother, and he is going to be doing his thing. They do a fabulous job. We had them last year. They performed, and people were screaming for an encore. That's how great they were. And then one of our camp counselors, she, rocks out on the electric guitar. Yep. So she is going to perform for us. We didn't even know this.
No, it was just like hiding.
She was hiding, and we just randomly found out. And of course, my first question was, will you perform? Because why not? And the third performance we have, and we're hoping, you know, I'm currently working on them, but I think I'm going to get them to do it, is we have some amazing drummers in our midst. I mean, amazing drummers.
Yeah.
These kids are 7+, and I feel like the drum is just a part of their bodies.
Yeah.
Again, a happy discovery, because we only found this out because Ubuntu came to the gallery to do a performance for the camper. So these are the kind of things that we do. It's just not going to the gallery and making artwork all day and going on a couple field trips. We actually have cultural groups who come in.
Yeah.
And do presentations and performances for the kids, so they get a really great all-around experience. So we're probably going to have some drumming that I'm really looking forward to, because that's the kind of drumming, you know, it's Junkanoo drumming that gets into your soul.
You can't keep still, yeah.
You can't keep still. You got to move. And we're going to have a costume parade, because some of our campers have been making wearable art, because our theme has been parading through the Caribbean. You can't parade through the Caribbean if you don't have costumes.
Yeah.
So they are going to be wearing their costume pieces for the opening, and we're excited and they're excited. The work is beautiful, so I can't wait to see them wearing it and
lots
marching.
Lots of glitter.
Yeah.
And lots beads. Of glitter and beads. Well, listen, you can't have costumes without glitter and beads.
Right? It has to be seen.
The children love glitter. Glitter is like, it's, I don't know, they dream about it. It's in all of their fantasies. Their fantasies are covered in glitter.
Well, I have to apologize to the parents. I know you're still trying to get glitter off of them, out of their bags and everything. It's going to take a while, because glitter is one of those things. It just doesn't go away overnight.
It doesn't.
I mean, on the upside, though, it is shiny and pretty, so it's not all bad. Not all bad. So we will be doing all of that at the opening. And then we're going to have light refreshments. It's just like any other exhibition opening. We're going to have light refreshments. The PS room where the camp exhibition is up is going to be open. But what's also happening at night is our new permanent exhibition, Timelines, is going to be opening on the same night. So you get to see two new exhibitions in one night. And that's pretty incredible because we're not always able to time it like that.
Yeah.
And I think it's a really great connection because while the kids have been learning all about festivals around the Caribbean, you know, we've been to Haiti, we've been to Trinidad and Tobago, we have been to Barbados, we just went to Guyana with Diwali. And Timelines is talking about major movements in art in the Bahamas. So it's really great to have those two side by side.
Yeah.
Because something else we've been doing in talking about festivals in the Caribbean, we've also been talking about our connection to these Caribbean countries and the similarities between their festivals and our festivals, which the kids just told me because they picked it up. I didn't even have to tell them most times. They're like, oh, drumming. That reminds me of Junkanoo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, all those bright colors. That looks like Junkanoo. So, you know, they notice and they pay attention and they give you more information than you thought that they knew or even that you thought you needed. But it's all great. It's all wonderful. We're going to be talking about all of that at the opening ceremony. It is August 1st. We start at 7 because it's still really hot at 6.
Yep.
We want to be kind to our audience. So we're starting at 7, goes from 7 to 9. We start 7 on the dot with the award ceremony and performances because we want to make sure that those people who have to leave early get to leave early. They don't have to stay there late. So if you want to see the award ceremony, you definitely want to get there on time. And then after that, we moved to the gallery to where the light refreshments are. It's a kids' exhibition, so there is no alcohol. We will have juice and water. So, I'm just saying that. So you know what to expect. It is a kids' exhibition, so it's super, super kid-friendly. But yes, please come out, support our kids, support our campers, support the NAGB. And if you were thinking about sending your child to our camp next year, now is a good time to see what happens at the end of it. And we will all be there so you can talk to us and we can give you all of that information. I think we've had a great show tonight. It's really exciting. Is there anything y'all would want to add to tell our audience about the summer camp? It's very quick. You really only have 55 seconds.
Summer camp is awesome. You should send your children to summer camp.
Yeah. And come to the exhibition. It's going to be a really good night.
Yes.
Errol?
Summer camp is just awesome. Like Tamia said, it's just really awesome.
Okay, so we have lots of awesome, a lot of fabulous, a lot of brilliant, a lot of wonderful. So, you know, those are great adjectives that just say, you know what? This is something you should think about.
Yes.
Yeah. You definitely think about, you should definitely learn more about, and should definitely keep us on our radar, your radar, and come to the exhibition and check it out. And if you can't come next week, Thursday, like I said, it is up until August 25th. So you have some time to come and see it on your free time. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. You were listening to Blank Canvas on Guardian Talk Radio 96.9, and we hope to see you next week.